It's just a matter of days since we buried our colleague, Noreen, the Crusher Rowan McGarvey. And it's just a week yesterday, actually. So it wasn't the day for it. So we just decided the best thing to do is mark respect for Noreen and her family was just open the meeting, adjourn the meeting, proposed to adjourn it, and that obviously happened to adjourn it. Neil Collum seconded, and we'll just resume business now, back again on the 13th of February. And on that day as well, been opportunity then as well to pay tribute again to Councillor Noreen McGarvey at a fitting time. Today wasn't that fitting time for it. It was just about showing respect to our colleague today, and we will do that now again back in the, when we resume back on the 13th of February, and everybody's some time to just, I suppose, just deal with what has happened at the moment, just let everything sink in. Everything's still very raw at the minute for ourselves, obviously first and foremost for our family, our close friends and associates, and her wider Fianna Fáil party, as such, in the Fianna Fáil family, if you like, and constituents. And just that's why today's decision was taken, and I think we're just glad it was the right decision to take, Donald, to be fair, as a mark of respect for Councillor McGarvey.
And speaking of Noreen's party, her party colleague Anthony Malloy wasn't here today, and really you would want Anthony to be present when those tributes are paid.
Yes, unfortunately Anthony sent on his apologies late last night. I spoke to Anthony very late last night, and he sent on his apologies, unable to be here. Anthony's very sick today, actually. All we're going to do is open and close it. We'll be back to the 13th of February, and everybody will be able to take part, God willing, that day then, and we'll just resume then from there onwards then, as I know myself would have been Noreen's vision and plan as well. So we'll just, as our colleagues, we'll just carry on with the work, the great work that Noreen was doing. We were classes to Glenty 6, unfortunately. We've lost Noreen now at the minute, but nonetheless, we're still clear in our visions going forward, and we'll still carry on the work that Noreen was doing. At times like this, Donald, parties is irrelevant. We're all one at the end of the day. We're all six colleagues here in the Glenties area. Noreen will never be forgotten. Her memory will live on, and that's the main thing for Noreen's memory to live on, and for that of her daughter Amy and her family.